Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and I help female entrepreneurs to start and scale the online marketing for their business so that they can live a life of time and freedom with confidence. In today's episode, we'll be looking at 13 ways to find the most popular blog topics faster. Are you ready? Let's get into it. You may never be able to find the most popular blog topics because the technique you're using to find them is not resourceful or you're looking in all the wrong places. Writing on the topics that your readers are interested in right now can prove to be an extremely difficult task. One of the keys to getting readers to your blog consistently is by knowing what they want to read this month, right now, this day, this week. Yes, it does make sense to write on topics that are evergreen as well as to keep your content fresh and relevant. So how do you find balance? Well, many bloggers continue to struggle to find a way to find content that is popular because it is virtually impossible to climb into the brain of your readers. Yes, I did say climb into their brain. So in this particular episode, you will learn how to find out what is popular in your niche right now and just which topics to choose and what to leave out altogether. All right, so what are popular blog topics anyway? You may be wondering how to decide if a topic is popular or not for the readers in your niche. The simple answer is to look at the votes or engagement. Who decides whether a piece of content goes viral or gets the most popular votes? Well, unfortunately, it all depends on your audience or readers. In other words, there isn't a group of judges, you know, like American Idol or something like that, or even a board of judges or a viral body in place that decides if a topic is popular or not. Actually, it all comes down to engagement on a particular piece of content. The more shares, likes, retweets, comments you get, the more popular your content will be. For many years, experts have been trying to hack virality. However, they have not managed to nail down all the elements that make content become viral. Therefore, it would make sense to see what is already popular in your niche, then write on something similar. So which topic should I choose for my blog? You're probably wondering. Well, the best topics to write about are the ones that are evergreen because you tend to get more mileage out of evergreen content. And just in case you're wondering, evergreen content is anything that is relevant today and will continue to be relevant in 3, 5, or even 10 years. Choose a topic that can extend to over 1,000 words so that you can give your reader a good experience as well as to complete the answer to their question. Ensure that you exclude absolute dates. So, for example, avoid giving a specific day like Monday, the 21st of December, or also avoid seasons like Easter or Christmas, unless, of course, the post is deliberately seasonal, which means the post is about Christmas or Easter. And if it is a seasonal post for Christmas, avoid including a year like Christmas 2016, for example, or instead just be very generic and say things like this Christmas. Avoid mentioning specific events and conferences that will date your posts, as well as things like Brexit or the Gulf War or Black Friday sale 2018 or anything like that that will actually give your posts a sort of limitations around dates. Always ask yourself this question: will this be still relevant 12 to 24 months from now? If not, then how can I make it evergreen? So how to find trending blog topics? Well, before I dive into answering this particular question, it is super duper important to clear up one thing. Current affairs and trending topics are not one and the same. Just because a topic is trending does not mean it is not going to be evergreen. Every year, the world depends on trends in order to predict human behavior. Yes. So, for example, during the summer, people tend to do the same things like spend more time outdoors, go on picnics, go camping, go swimming, go on vacation. this is a human trend. The best way to find trending topics is to do a search on popular platforms where the content engagement takes place. So you will need to go where your audience is hanging out and see, you know, what's happening there. So let's spend some time looking at a few places to find the most popular blog topics so that you can never find yourself suffering from what is known as writer's block. So where to find these most popular blog topics? So I have a list here of places to find these blog topics, and I have to warn you that this list is not exhaustive, but it gives you 13 great places to start your search. Once you know where to find popular topics, you will soon notice that you will have so much to write about, but with very little time to write about it. So number one on the list. Yes, in case you've guessed it, it's Google Trends. One of the best well-known places to find trending topics is, of course, Google Trends. You'll find a mix of evergreen, seasonal, and temporary hot topics using this particular tool. There are so many ways to use Google Trends that it could be compared to drinking from a fire hose. The best way to use it is to search using the overall niche topic. So for example, I searched for the phrase vegetarian food over the last 5 years. So the way to see a trend or trending topics is look at it over a longer period of time, not just 6 months or 12 months, but 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And what I notice from the diagram, so I know this is a particular podcast, so you wouldn't be able to see the diagram by listening to it, but you can head on over to the show notes at usingsuccessunscrambled.com/popular blog topics. That's popular, successunscrambled.com/popular-blog-topics. So in this particular diagram, you would notice that I've done a search all the way over the last 5 years, and the term vegetarian food is trending upwards. If you scroll down to the section that shows you related topics or related unrelated queries, you'll see that there are a number of subtopics that potential readers are searching for. And these subtopics are or include keto vegetarian, good vegetarian food near me, Italian food near me, vegetarian food near me, open now, and HelloFresh. Okay, so that gives you a sort of idea as to what's trending under the broad topic of vegetarian food. So what you need to do then in order to find even more topics or popular topics under those related queries or related topics is to dig a little deeper. So take one of the related topics and do a search in Google Trends again over the last 5 years. So in this particular example, I use the phrase keto vegetarian. So I went from vegetarian food to keto vegetarian. And you notice over the last 5 years, it had a huge bump in the last, say, 2 years or so, trending upwards. It's amazing, with a little bit of digging, you can pull up a good list of potential topics to write about using just one tool. So if you scroll down some more after doing the keto vegetarian search, you come up with another list of related queries, which is keto vegetarian meals, Indian keto recipes, Indian recipes, and keto diet menu. There's also a list of related topics. Just head on over to the show notes and you'll see there, or you can do the search yourself using Google Trends. Okay, so by searching for keto vegetarian, we now have a list of potential topics like keto vegetarian meals and Indian keto recipes that we can actually use either to dig even deeper, or you can start writing a popular blog topic around this popular blog topic, some blog posts. So one blog post could be a keto vegetarian meal, which doesn't necessarily have to be Indian, and it could be Indian keto recipe. All right. Number two, we've got Tailwind Tribes Insights. So a clever place to find the most popular blog topics is using a cool feature in Tailwind called the Insights feature. And that's Insights, I-N-S-I-G-H-T-S. Of course, you would need to have an account with Tailwind in order to access this functionality. Simply head over to the Tailwind Tribes and click on Insights. If you are new to Tailwind and need to get the full details, you can head over to the resource I've left in the show notes, a link there. You can check out my full review as well. Anyway, so you scroll all the way down in the Tribe Insights, and you notice that for each tribe, they will give you a summary of tribe mates with the most reshares, as well as you'll see the most shared pins in the tribe. It means that you get a view firsthand of the content that gets the most engagement, broken down by tribe. The good news is that you can repin these particular pins. So because this is a podcast, I'm going to explain what you're going to see here. Of course, you can head on over to successonscramble.com/popular blog topics, where you would see the screenshots that I'm referring to. So I have the tribe mates with the most reshares. The three of them, the first one having 62 reshares, next one having 47, and next one having 47 as well. And then the most shared pins, one having 22 shares, next one 22, and the other one 22. And each pin, image of the pin, actually shows you the title on each pin. And you can actually click over to see the pin in more detail, as well as that the tribe mates with the most repins, you can actually see which of their pins are actually getting the most repinned within Tailwind. The good news is that you can actually pin these Pinterest pins to your Pinterest boards to see how your audience respond to this particular content. And which brings me to the next awesome popular topic hack, which is Pinterest notifications. So if you've been on Pinterest for a while, you'll notice that you get notifications whenever someone follows your board and when someone repins a pin from your board. I have a screenshot of that again in the show notes. It's a great way to know what is of interest to your audience. So one of the things I see in my notifications is two of your pins were saved, and then one of your boards was followed by this person. And one pin from Blogging Tips and Tricks was saved by that person. Like I said, you can just head on over to your notifications in Pinterest and you'll be able to see more about what I'm speaking about here. It is a great way to know what is of interest to your audience. You will feel as if someone is actually tapping you on the shoulder to let you know that this pin is popular because it got repinned again. Many of the notifications are for other people's content that is on your boards, which is great news. So if it is you, your pins are getting repinned, that's not such a big deal. But because other people's pins that you've pinned to your boards are getting repinned, you can see what is it that everyone is repinning, what's popular. And it could be like five or six different pins, and you can decide, okay, this particular topic is of interest to my audience. I'm going to write on that particular topic. Number four, we've got Twitter search. It's one of the best sources that when it comes to keeping your finger on the pulse is social media. Twitter search is great for finding topics that are trending. For example, you can do a search on Twitter using a specific hashtag like #vegan or #vegetarian. I did try to find keto vegetarian, #keto vegetarian, but it does not seem to exist. I have a screenshot again here in the show notes, and you will see the items that I found in the feed that relates to #vegans. And you'll see two great examples there. The first one is of this person who, she says, right, so where's the vegans at? Because I'm going vegan and feel super lonely. And that got 991 likes and 184 comments. And then the next one is Spread Humors, Not Hate. And it's by V-Dave. And he actually ran a poll saying how many vegans were vegetarian first. Be honest, please. If yes, please comment how long you were vegetarian and how long you've now been vegan. 74% says, yeah, I was veggie first. 26% said no, went straight to vegan. So it's a really good way to find out what people are talking about when it comes to your particular topic. Of course, I use vegans as a topic, as the example here. Anyone can actually write a blog topic about going in order to go vegan. 74% of people tend to go vegetarian first before they actually go vegan, and this is out of a total of 3,686 votes. So that's a really good amount of people voting to give their feedback about the experience of being vegan and vegetarian. So the kind of posts that gets awesome engagement, you can see it here. And the same concept goes for, of course, Instagram, because Instagram relies on a lot of hashtags. So I did the hashtag keto vegetarian in Instagram, and I came up with a lot of recipes, as well as the best keto vegetables. So a lot of keto recipes there. And there was a comment by one of the people on Instagram that says, hey, could you please ensure that you prepare a bit more of this kind of meal for Diwali? I have a hungry gang drooling and waiting. So you get to see, what people are talking about right now. What did they want to see? What does the audience want? Who is interested in vegan or vegetarian? Okay, so next up we've got Pinterest trends. So on the topic of trends, Pinterest also has a section in the search bar where you can see the top 8 trending topics. At the time of writing this particular content for this podcast, the 8 trending topics on Pinterest were pumpkin carving ideas, writing prompts, dream house, Halloween art for kids, preschool, zodiac signs, pencil drawings, prom dresses, small bathroom ideas. As you can see, they are not necessarily related to each other. They are sort of all over the place. But at least it gives you ideas that you can use as a base to get to write popular topics. For example, the one on prom dresses, you can use that for several different things, occasions. People who, after attending proms, would want some places to go and eat. You can really sit down and think about how you can use it to apply to your particular niche, even though it's not directly related. It can be related indirectly as well. Number 6 on the list is Amazon Movers and Shakers. If you thought it was not possible to find popular blog topics from one of the world's busiest e-commerce marketplaces, think again. Just head over to Amazon and do some research on the top movers and shakers in any category. This special category is great for finding topics that can be considered trending. It is almost like a trend within a trend, like a micro trend. So if I look here, I have the top 8 books that are moving up the ranks in Amazon. The first one is Unstuck, How to Talk to Humans. The next one is Janice, Her Life and Music. An American Sunrise by Joy Howe. Next one is Trace Shapes. Next one is Trace Letters. So these are sort of books for pre-K kids. Next on the list is Inflammation Spectrum, Motherless Brooklyn, and last but not least, League of Legends. So these are all, you can head over to the show notes at successonscramble.com/popular-blog-topics. That's popular-blog-topics. If you are an Amazon affiliate, you can use this as a way to write about products that are about to become popular. Okay, so next we've got Amazon bestsellers. Right next to the movers and shakers on Amazon, you can also find the best-selling items. If you take a look at the top 8 bestsellers by year, you will notice a trend in the books that sell the most. In this particular example, the top-selling books for a specific year on Amazon include, number 1 is Where the Crawdads Sing. 2 is Becoming Michelle Obama. Next is Educated, a memoir. Next up is Girl, Wash Your Face, Stop Believing the Lies. That's a popular book that I've heard about this year. Next one is Dogman, For Whom the Ball Rolls. Next one is Girl, Stop Apologizing. Number 7 is The Wonderful Things You Will Be. And number 8 is The 5 Love Languages. And again, you can see here, none of these books are related, except I think Girl, Stop Apologizing and probably Girl, Wash Your Face are probably two books that are very related, written by the same person. Whereas none of the other books are really related to all the other books. I think it was interesting to see that The 5 Love Languages by Gary Chapman is there among the top 8 for this year. That book isn't a new book, it's quite old, and it has over 12,000 reviews on Amazon, so which is, you know, interesting to say the least. Okay, so number 8, we've got Google Featured Snippets, or Featured Google Snippets, whichever way you want to say it. There's one place that is often overlooked, and when it comes to finding popular blog topics, that place is Google Featured Snippets. I believe that the reason most people ignore it is that it's a list of questions. So if you head over there and check it out, you'd see, if I use the example of the 5 love languages, let's see what kind of questions show up in the results. Again, you can head over to successonscramble.com/popular-blog-topics to find the pictures and snapshots and screenshots that I'm talking about. So I'll give you a flavor for some of the questions that show up in the 5 love languages. What are the 5 love languages of, what are the 5 languages of love test? How many pages are in the 5 love languages? What is the most common love language? What are the 5 love languages in a marriage? What are the 5 types of love? So from that, you get a flavor of what people are looking for, what kind of questions they're asking. And, you know, you can include them in your next blog topic when it comes to, especially if you're in a relationship niche, when it comes to writing for your audience. Sometimes the questions seem weird or even hilarious, but according to Google, they are real questions. Here's another example that I've used using the keto vegetarian search term. And the questions include, can vegetarians do the keto diet? Is quinoa good for keto diet? How do vegetarians eat low carb? Can vegetarians do low carb? Is hummus keto friendly? Is quinoa salad keto friendly? So people are definitely interested in, you know, especially vegetarians interested in going on a keto diet, and they want to know, well, how can they do it? What is keto friendly and what isn't? These questions can easily be converted into a popular blog topic or trending topic on your particular blog if that's the area that you cover. So the Pinterest Smart Feed is up next at number 9, another great place to get inspiration for popular blog topics. It is not as reliable as the Pinterest trending ideas. This is because the Pinterest Smart Feed caters to each individual user based on their historical engagement on pins. So the Smart Feed, if you have never heard of it before, is basically the homepage of Pinterest. And you'll notice in the homepage of Pinterest, you'd see pins that you know that are of interest to you. And you'll also see pins that are popular but that you have no interest in whatsoever. At least it can still be used for inspiration on topics that are popular right now. So Pinterest wouldn't show them if they weren't popular. You will also notice that there are more ads showing up in a Pinterest Smart Feed following their recent IPO announcement. Number 10, we've got Feedly. One of my favorite places to look for the most popular blog topics is using Feedly. You will need to set up an account on this platform. It is great to see the amount of engagement on each blog post, which is visible in the feeds. For example, my feed is set up to see all of the popular blog posts from sites like CopyBlogger, Search Engine Journal, HubSpot, MarketingLand, Mashable, Moz, and Neil Patel. And I have again included a screenshot in the show notes, and this is what I see in my results. So there's one that has over 2,000 engagements, and it's the topic of this particular one is Facebook removing gray verified badges from pages later this month. So you can see that is what was popular at the time of recording this particular podcast. there's one with over 500 shares. New report reveals the three trends shaping email marketing in 2020 via this particular person. Another one with 500 shares. Affinity audiences coming to Google search campaigns. Another one, Yahoo to shut down all Yahoo groups on October 21st. And another one is Google's new customizable search snippets begin rolling out this week. So this is what's popular here. And these are all of these topics or blog posts have over 500 engagements, and none of them are over 5 days old. That's to tell you how popular they are. All right. So I focus on topics that are getting upwards of 500 people engaging with these blog posts. You also have the option to add them to a specific board. If I cannot find something that is 500 in the 500 category, I then look in those that are in the 300 or 400 in the results. And again, you just make sure it's not more than 5 days old when you find these particular trending blog topics. Number 11. Just when you think you have enough resources to find popular blog topics, think again. After visiting scribd.com, I noticed that they also have a section for popular content. And Scribd is spelled as scribd.com. The categories include career and money, personal growth, politics, current affairs, science and tech, health and fitness, lifestyle, entertainment, biographies, history, and fiction. Now, there are more categories, but these are the top nine ones. Each top-level category, there are several other subcategories. For example, under personal growth, there are 5 subcategories, and these include happiness, psychology, relationships and parenting, religion, spirituality, and self-improvement. So if you look at the content in the sort of self-improvement section, here is what I actually found in the subcategories. A Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes. One Small Step Can Change Your Life, Your Money or Your Life, Barking Up the Wrong Tree, Why Zebras Do Get Ulcers. Very interesting titles. And there's also a section with curated content. And this curated content is done by influencers like Tim Ferriss and experts, as well as the editors of onscribd.com themselves. So the featured list from the Scribd editors includes 11 ways to confront the scariest things in your life. That is so amazing. Another one by Lindsay Stanberry's books that will inspire you to conquer the world. The one curated by Tim Ferriss is Read Like a Leader, and so on. You go into their own personal curated list and you'll see more books there on their list. So that's where you can see, what's trending, what's popular, what people are reading, and what you can write about when it comes to popular blog topics. In at number 12, I've got Tumblr. So this podcast would never be complete without adding one of the most used platforms to find popular blog topics. I mean, Tumblr gets over 300 million page views a month, so some of the people using this platform can easily be classified as your readers. If you want to know what content interests them, then head on over and check out what's popular. So 300 million page views a month is like all of the adult population in the US, because, that's a lot. You do need an account to get visibility in the popular topics. What you need to do when you get an account is find a popular blog that is focused on your particular topic on Tumblr that has over 50 notes. So when you create an account on Tumblr, you have all of these people that you can follow, and each of these people have either blogs that they created from scratch, or blogs that they reblogged, or links that they share from their own blog posts, that is like their WordPress site, etc. Reblogs is very similar to retweet. And what you're looking for is blogs that they either reblogged or they wrote themselves from scratch that has over 50 notes. And you click on that 50 notes. So I've actually included, again, a screenshot in the show notes. Head on over to Success. unscrambled.com/popular-blog-topics. You may notice that once you click on the notes, so you have 50 notes, 100 notes, 1200 notes, some of them have thousands of notes. You may notice that some of them have a number of spam comments as well. Just ignore the spam comments and take a note of the real comments as well as the blog topic themselves. Just see what people are saying, because they could be asking questions, they could be adding their agreement with what has been written. So many things that you can find out from what's happening on Tumblr. In at number 13, the last resource for finding the most popular blog topics fast is, of course, Reddit. There is no need to have an account on the platform at all. You just need to know the specific subreddit that is suitable for your topic or niche. It is important to exercise a lot of caution using this platform, as it can be very explicit in nature if you take the wrong turn. So my subreddit of choice is, of course, blogging, and that's reddit.com/r/blogging. That's where you find your subreddit, which is great to gather feedback on topics, different topics related to people in the blogging niche. I have a screenshot showing an example of what I found on Reddit. You just head on over to the show notes again and you'll see that there. But I found, I think it's three different questions. The first question is, how can we utilize Pinterest to drive traffic to a blog? Next one was, how often should I blog to see an increase in traffic? And advice for how to succeed at blogging consistently with a very busy schedule. And one more. What's a good way to drive traffic to your blog? So those are the questions I found hanging out on Reddit. And those questions are only like hours old. That's to tell you how it's like similar to Twitter, but more detailed. And obviously with each of those questions, you would actually see the people responding or other people responding to answer their questions. So you can actually glean a lot of information from the communication that's happening on the Reddit platform. So there are so many options available when it comes to finding the most popular blog topics for your niche. In many cases, it feels like if you're a fly on the wall observing what is happening on each platform and taking notes. Although it does take some time to go through each option, yet it is well worth the effort, since you can easily find close to 100 popular blog topics in one sitting. Yes, you would need to pick and choose the results, since it would be virtually impossible to write on everything you find. At the end of the day, you now have a way to find topics that are trending in your niche right now. So, over to you. What has been your experience on finding trending blog topics in your particular niche? Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you will be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this particular podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, or any favorite podcast player of your choice. If you are in need of a way to get consistent with your blog, then grab this particular resource that shows you how to blog consistently. I've left a link in the show notes. Are you looking for a way to generate an income from your blog? Then take a look at this particular simple formula on how to monetize your blog for 25K. I've left a link in the show notes. And if you want to get the best plugins for your WordPress blog, grab a resource that I've left a link there that outlines the list of must-have WordPress plugins for bloggers and small business. If you're a startup or small business and need to hire a virtual assistant to complete tasks such as social media marketing, blogging, keyword research, or Pinterest account management, then take a look at the packages I have available there as well. I've left a link in the show notes. Again, head on over to successunscrambled.com/our podcast or forward slash popular blog topics. That's popular-blog-topics to get access to the show notes so that you can actually then be able to see all the examples and then implement it in your blogging schedule. All right. That's it for now. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.